At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Right. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, oh, it's going to be more than two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. And just because I'm at Babyland, that's not going to stop here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, really don't know how long, hour and a half? I don't know. Midnight 20 hour? I don't know. Why am I even trying to tell you? It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks.
Amen.
And look, I have a guest again.
Hello.
It's a record party, but different.
it's a morning record party, and we're just stretching. We're just doing our stretches, but Aww. We always do those on the radio because it's so much stretchier.
Of course, we're in the midst of a holiday weekend here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And so you might say to yourself, if it's the 4th of July, what kind of radio show might Belinda want to do to represent all that is meant by that holiday in this great nation?
And also, what kind of show would be perfect for me that would really take advantage of what I do well?
Well, nothing says freedom to me like breakfast. But that said, that doesn't really work for you because you don't get up early enough to eat breakfast, really.
But I've heard a lot about it, and it sounds like it's going to be fun. You know, I heard you guys have different kinds of food, and
slightly,
like, the sun's in a different place, and it's, you know, it Birds sounds kind of wild. I kind of want to, yeah, I want to try it. I mean, not really. I don't actually want to try it, but I could imagine someone stupid enough who would.
Aww.
Aww.
Breakfast is my favoritest of the meals. Yet I don't have it all that frequently. For the most important of the meals, one would think that I would attempt to have it more.
Well, you make a wonderful breakfast.
I do my best.
What is potato crisp? Oh my
That's
God.
That's my favorite.
Oh, folks, I'm telling you. She's just a genius out there.
Aww.
That thing is good.
I don't
good.
Think I'm a genius.
You
I
are,
I think
though.
I'm just a good cook.
No, you're a genius.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to fight about it.
All right, we got that settled anyway.
Yeah.
Now what do we do?
We're going to play some records, and we're going to do the back and forth again, but tonight, we're going to be focused on that morning meal.
I'm
and
ready
that
to
sounds
roll.
Like an excellent plan as we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee. Matzo ball, matzo balzarini,
a filter fish,
a computer fish of booty,
pickle herring,
a pickle herring booty,
laksarooni,
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee.
In Skunk Haven, an opening night for Mary and Harry's fast food restaurant, The House of Toast. All day business has been brisk, and now as Klieg lights dance across the sky, we join them in here.
Say, we need some more foil bags up front.
Foil bags coming up.
Okay.
Oh, well, we won't. Haven't had a breather all afternoon.
My, it's amazing how people, you know, order the toast, put it in the foil bag, and run out to the car, and then sit there and eat it.
Right. What seems to be the biggest seller, have you been able to tell, Mary, so far?
It's the toast plain. That's been the number one favorite.
Toast and butter, eh?
Yeah.
Foil bag, Calvin.
Okay, thank you. Very good.
Here's some more of that pre-wrapped butter to go in the machine.
All right, thank you.
You know, Mr. Nelson also had a good idea on whether you wanted buttered on the near side or the far side of the toast.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to figure that out yet.
Well, it's whether you want the butter on here, I'll show you. You see, this would be the near side.
Which side?
This one.
Well, why is that any different than the other side?
It's nearer to me.
Oh, dear.
It'll be nearer to you. Then on the other side would be the far side. Now, if you butter on the far side, it would be different than buttering it on the near side.
But holding it that way, you'd be buttering your fingers, wouldn't you, if you buttered on the far side?
I would be buttering my fingers.
Well, you're holding it with your left hand, the knife with the butter is in your right hand.
Right. But I just buttered it.
Let me see you butter the far side of that piece of toast.
Just like that. There's no problem,
Harry. Now, look at your hand. See, your left hand covered with butter.
Oh, it's the toes.
I don't think that's the way to do it at all.
300 slices coming up.
Right. And butter them on the near side.
That's up to you to butter them out front. I don't have them back here.
Dry up and make the toes.
Quiet, both of you. This is no way to run a good business.
Hey, what? Look up back there.
What?
A lot of earth-moving equipment. They're going to put in a parking lot, I suppose, for us.
Maybe it'll be a shopping mall. It'll bring us a lot more customers.
Now, isn't that a stroke of luck?
People can do their shopping and come over here for a piece of toast afterwards.
Right. Oops. Hit the toaster.
I think we've struck some good luck at last. And so our friends notice some earth-moving equipment being brought up a few yards to the rear of the House of Toast. You want to be here next time when we'll hear Micklebar Nelson say...
Well, I haven't heard anything about a parking lot.
That's in the next exciting episode of Merry Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Ta-ta-ta-ta, scraping the toast. Ta-ta-ta-ta, scraping the toast. When breakfast rolls around, I hear that funny sound. Ta-ta-ta-ta, scraping the toast. Ta-ta-ta-ta, scraping the toast. Three cheers for Ryan White. Let's burn the bread upright. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Every mother and wife has the time of her life with that knife in the morning. Ta-ta-ta, scraping the toast in every kitchen from coast to coast. When morning rolls around, those breakfast makers, those income takers, they stop the day scraping the toast.
Between the waffle mix and the maple syrup, that I realize we still live in a racist society. Now I know what you're saying. We don't have whites-only drinking fountains anymore, and no one's asking anyone to sit at the back of the bus. Maybe Florida. But it is still there. Right there between the waffle mix and the maple syrup in the cereal aisle. The post-sugar bear is a racist icon. Now, think about it. With his brown fur and deep lyrical voice, he represents the archetypal Negro minstrel stereotype. The cereal that he so desires is super golden crisp. Golden. Gold. Money. And who possesses this money? None other than Granny Goodwitch, a little white old lady. The people at the Post Seal Company don't show the bear working hard for his money. Uh-uh. They show him stealing it, sometimes roughing up a little white old lady to get it. What kind of message does that send to our Saturday morning cartoon-watching kids? They might as well change that slogan from, "Can't get enough of that gold and crisp," to, "All the blacks want to steal your gold." And guess where Post Cereals is based? The South. So I don't think I'm too far off the mark on this one. Don't believe me? Well, the white cereal mascots, they're in positions of power. Captain Crunch, Count Chocula, King Vitamin, and the conspiracy. Hey, don't stop at the cereal aisle. Uh-uh. All the great chefs of the supermarket only have last names if they're white. Don't believe me? Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, Marie Callender, Sarah Lee. Well, Aunt Jemima is working in Dolly Madison's kitchen while Uncle Ben is shilling rice for his corporate slave masters now 22. But damn, at least they got first names. Anyone here know the name of the guy in the box of cream of wheat? I didn't think so. See, we've redlined the supermarket as we've redlined the country. The Jews, the Mexicans, the Asians, they all dwell in the ghetto that is the ethnic foods aisle. While shake and bake manwich sauce and white bread are found from aisles 1 through 22. But I see a day coming. A day when the Manischewitz wine will break bread with Uncle Ben. And the Chungking soy sauce will stand with the Ortega taco shells. Sugar Bear's gonna let out a mighty roar, tearing down the aisles, toasting the Wonder Bread, erasing them red lines and moving next door to Betty and Duncan. And after erasing those red lines, this guy in the cream of wheat box, he's gonna change his name to Wheat X and tell the Saturday morning cartoon watching kids that nothing warms you in the morning like a bowl of hot cereal and that the man is a motherfucking bastard.
Seem like everything you try to do is getting torn down.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I still have Chandler Travis with me.
And I'm glad to be here.
That's good, because it's Babyland.
I wanted to tell people that sometimes you'll hear little noises like that, and that's just because I have a special microphone holster that I always wear. It's sort of hidden, but usually if you see me, I have it on. And sometimes if I'm clumsy getting my microphone out of its holster because I'm trying to entertain really quick, a lot of times it'll make that noise. So I'm sorry.
I thought you were just fidgety.
Well, that too. I'm a little nervous.
Why so nervous?
About doing a breakfast show. I just don't know. I don't know. I feel like I don't know that much about it. Maybe I don't really have any right to talk about it.
That's a lot of privilege you're exerting there.
I'm exerting privilege? What do you mean? I don't think I was really exerting. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't mean to exert it. Not privilege.
Well, sometimes I get a little fussy about breakfast because it's been too long since I had dinner.
Well, I'm not touching that one. No, honey, come on. You never get fussy. Never.
Never?
Never.
Because I'm a trombone of charm? And
that probably is the main reason.
That's a very good reason to never get fussy.
Hey, can you hear our couch? That's another interesting sound. It's not making the right... There. We have this really horrible... color would you even call this?
Beige.
Yeah, beige, but that doesn't even
beige
quite
leatherette.
Say it. Brownish beige. Yeah, leatherette. It's really the worst couch in the world, but it's very comfortable. And it's
I disagree.
It's a person-eating couch. And, we've occasionally been comfortable on this couch.
It's not a
in a way.
It's, yeah.
We're going to get a new couch pretty soon. As soon as I get back to work.
Which will be Monday, July 6th.
Yeah. Eastham Windmill Green. Yeah, right across from the Eastham Superette, the Superette of Champions.
As soon as Massachusetts reopens to outdoor entertainment, you're the first one out the gate.
We're reopening.
Cautiously. 7 o'clock on Monday night? Monday,
there are
July
lots
6th.
Of precautions being taken. We're going to be thoroughly sprayed. Each band member is going to be thoroughly sprayed.
By each individual audience member?
No. Oh, I hope not. No, that sounds gruesome.
I know.
No, by a federally licensed individual.
Ooh. It doesn't work on the road, so I don't think it's going to work for this.
I do think that even after they spray us, we will still be completely loaded with cooties, and I would not come anywhere near this band, even like before this started.
It sounds like you have this figured out.
We're anxious to get back to it, I'll tell you that much.
I can tell.
How are we going to...
You first.
No, I actually didn't have anything to say. I was just grunting and making noises. I'll bet you have some sort of goal.
My goal is to get us back into some silliness.
Well, okay.
And as I'm about to do it, I'm also realizing that I'm about to play the same artist I played after the break last time we did radio together.
Yeah, you're having very...
Also, the artist that is on your t-shirt right now.
One of my guys. That can only be Paulette, human being.
That would be Paulette.
One of our favorite peoples in the worlds.
Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. A member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. A bee's knee.
Love to you there, kiddo, wherever you are.
Oh, Paulette was going to be here this month-ish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In June sometime.
Fairy was going to be here this weekend.
We had important work to do with both of these people.
Both of them. Projects. Yeah. Shenanigans.
And now it's all been shunted aside. Who?
Breakfasts.
Okay, fine.
We were going to have breakfasts with them.
Both of us with them at the same time?
Whenever possible.
But we'd both be sheltered. Mm. I was going to moo, and then I changed it at the last minute.
I'm playing Paulette right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, come on, everybody, and gather round the bus. Tip your hat and pet your cat. With Jimi Hendrix goes. It doesn't take much time. It happens very fast. So spin. For fun and fast and less, come on and do the egg beater, the egg beater. A move those happy feet. Do the egg beater, the egg beater. Mix it with the beat. We'll spin around this town and break up all the lumps. And now the sides and over there. And everybody jump. I see that little yoke. I'll break that thing wide open. What you making in love of mine? The scrambled eggs I'm hoping. Come on and do the egg beater. The egg beater. I'm mixing on the run. Do the egg beater. The egg beater. Oh, what a lot of fun. Oh, come on, everybody, gather real close. Tip your hat, pet your cat. With Jimi Hendrix goes. It doesn't take much time, it happens very fast. So spin around, make a sound. For fun that lasts and lasts, come on and do the egg beater. The egg beater. I've seen it done in France.
Some sunshine shining on the meadow out there. I got a corner on the market of love, and I'm busting out to tell you about it. Wake up, Sally, it's Saturday. You just can't keep on sleeping with the weather so fair. I had you loving at the top of my dream, and I just in doubt I could live without it. Try to tell you as they lie to sell you every week till Friday. Here's a tidy sum to salt you away. Then they try to chill you, wash your brain and drill you till you finally weaken and you find your weekend wasting away. Why say, Sally, it's Saturday. We got to shift in second for the sun is too high. I'm harvesting something from the garden out there, and I just can't wait to tell you about it. Look out, Sally, it's Saturday. We got the bluebird chirping in the willow out there. There is a reason I'm unplugging the phone, and I just can't wait to get on with it. Look out, Sally, it's a Saturday. I got the bean pot stirring and I'm willing to share. We got a fortune in the kitchen alone, and I just can't wait to see you dig it. Try
try to hip you as they buy to jip you. Every muscle straining, it's a drain on all your sweet energy. Running out for cover, find your perfect lover. You'll discover gladness while you feel the sadness turning to glee. Well, say, Sally, it's Saturday. We got the whole day smiling from a bountiful sky. We got some heaven in a promise tonight. And I just can't wait to get on with it. Dig it, dig it, dig it. Garland for your beautiful hair, and I just can't wait to see you flout it. I had your loving at the top of my dream, and I'm just in doubt I can live without it. I got a corner on the market of love, and I'm busting out to tell you about it. Hot damn, Sally, it's a Saturday.
Without a beef to roast, I'm a haunted house that hasn't got a ghost. When I'm without you, I'm a mouse trap without a piece of cheese. I'm Vienna without the Viennese. I'm Da Vinci without the Mona Lisa. I'm skies without. When you don't hang around, I'm a kangaroo without a hop. When will you show me that as Romeo you're not a flop? I'm a western without a hitching post. I'm a network without a coast to coast. Just a poached egg without a piece of toast each time. I'm without you. Without a mountaineer when I'm without you. Like Columbus without Queen Isabel. Neiman Marcus without a thing to sell. Mr. Hilton with only one hotel. I'm what can I do? Each time you wander hither and yonder, don't know where I'm at. I only know I'm a girlfriend without a thing to boast. Any egghead would have me diagnosed as a poached egg without a piece of toast each time. I'm without you. I'm a poached.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to breakfast. Okay, what kind of cereal do you want?
How about a mini bagel? A mini bagel with chive cream cheese for me.
Okay. Rearranging our fine wines. Something's on fire. That was a close one. You said apple, and we got a peach. Oh.
That peach is past it.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't have any interest in it.
I do.
Then you should
eat
it.
This is a fine peach.
Then you should eat it.
It says just a minor soft spot or two.
Then you should eat it.
Fine.
No means no. I know you're a man and have a hard time
understanding
that.
Go ahead, hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Honey, where's the old yogurt?
It's gone.
You tossed it out?
We ate it all.
Okay, that seems fair. Remember, you folks at home, if you're having yogurt, cup size is paramount.
He says that about everything.
Okay, so, shut up. You take your spoon and you put some yogurt in a cup. Now see how I'm doing this? Here, I'll hold the microphone up close. You notice it makes a little blopping sound when it goes in the cup. You hear that little blopping noise? It made a little, see, anything you do with yogurt makes a satisfying blopping noise. That's what's great about yogurt. Getting our granola, and you want to aim the granola at the also at the cup where you've got the rest of the food. It's important when you're toasting, which we are now.
To read? No, we're not.
Well, we're about to be. That's
well, do it.
That's the idea.
Do it.
Yeah. No, I'm just explaining. You have to not only put the thing in the toaster, but then the step that neophytes forget. Off and you gotta actually press down the toaster like that. Okay. Then you butter the bagel for your girlfriend, but not too much because that's a concern. And then if you're doing it for B, you put on some chive cream cheese, but not too much. Here you go, there you go. The magnificent breakfast.
Yay, magnificent.
Prepared beautifully. Of course, you at home know better than to put chive whipped cream cheese on any kind of bagel.
Why?
Because chive cream cheese, of course, is for Fritos. And real cream cheese is for bagels. Don't forget. You don't want to live a horrible life any more than we do. I think they're all out there, even as we speak, eschewing horribleness. Because they're smart people. That's, we have a very smart demographic.
Well, yeah. A
couple exceptions, of course.
Always.
And that's who this cooking show is basically for. Is the exceptional ones.
For those of you at home listening, he is a man who puts both butter and cream cheese on his bagel.
That's
I've
right.
never witnessed this before in my life before meeting him.
That's right. Mmm, that's good coffee. I don't actually drink coffee.
Except for
I just have a
many days a week.
Sometimes every now and then I'll have a little coffee, but most of the time when you hear me say, mmm, that's good coffee. That just means nothing. All right. I hope you're glad now because you know how to make a fucking bagel.
I guess I like most everything from beans to fries. away. Now maybe you like buns and cake with lots of chocolate icing, but I just want potatoes fried. Now don't that sound enticing?
Fried potatoes, they're always on my mind. Fried potatoes, I eat them all the time.
Can I see by a show of hands how many of you have plans for Sunday breakfast? Good. Okay. I'm glad you don't, because now you will. This is the best recipe I've ever made. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil and a flashlight and stenography skills, I'm going to flip those flapjacks in the pan, smother them with syrup, cover them with Spam, put Tabasco on your scrambled eggs, chili on your toast, get ready for the kind of meal you love the most. Popovers, muffins, bagels, and lox. Time to get up, darling, it's 10 o'clock. Squeeze those oranges, grind them beans, it's time for Sunday breakfast with Christy. Oh, I know you were out late last night, you don't want to wake up. What if I bake your favorite pita pan au chocolat? Okay, okay, close your eyes, my darling sleepyhead. In 3 hours, when you awake, I've served Sunday breakfast in bed. For the perfect Sunday breakfast, you must start the night before. Take a large glass mixing bowl, into it you pour a packet of yeast, a pinch of ginger, 3/4 cups of water, cup of flour, stir, cover with plastic. Let sit for 6 hours. In the morning, when you wake up, stir the sponge down. Add 1/4 cup of non-fat dry milk, mix that all around. Add 2 teaspoons of salt, have a cup of warm water, 3 tablespoons of softened butter, just like a farmer's daughter. Add 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 1/2 cups or so of flour, till it forms a shaggy mass. Get rid of the few, the power needed for 8 minutes. The dough feels fantastic. Put it in a grease bowl, cover it with plastic, let it rise for an hour. As you go back to bed, listen to the radio, anticipate the bread, punch it down, separate into 4 little balls. Let rest under a towel for 5 minutes. That's all. Uncover, flatten each ball into an oval. It won't take too much trouble. It makes sounds as you press out all the bubbles. In the center of each oval, put 2 ounces of the best chopped chocolate you can find. Try Fabergé. It's French. Fold each oval into a loaf. Pinch the seam closed. Tuck under the ends. Put in greased baby loaf pans to doze. Under wax paper for 20 minutes, it will rise. Preheat the oven 375 degrees Fahrenheit is wise. 20 minutes later, pop the breads into the oven. Set the timer for 25 minutes. Perfect form or love, and bread is done. The top is golden. Bottom sounds hollow when you tap it. Put the loaf aside in aluminum foil. Wrap it. Stick it in the freezer. Save it for a rainy day. Eat the others while you're warm. You hear a darling say, this is the most delicious bread. I must have the recipe. Guess what now you do? Bon appetit. I'll flip those flapjacks in the pan, smother them with syrup, cover them with Spam, put Tabasco on your scrambled eggs, chili on your toast. Get ready for the kind of meal I know you're gonna love the most. Popovers, muffins, bagels, and lox, and now your favorite pita pan au chocolat. Squeeze those oranges, Grind them beans, it's time for Sunday breakfast. Wake up, darling, Sunday breakfast. Time for Sunday breakfast with Christy. Thank you. You forget that I can see you, and I did not see one person writing down the recipe. As I was singing, but that's okay.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look,
we're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and Chandler Travis just played something.
Yes, I did. I played Some Velvet Morning, right, by Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra.
Which reminded me a lot of the Sissy Spacek classic, John, You've Gone Too Far This Time.
Huh.
But what's the, do you know any of the story on that?
No.
Okay.
No, there's an interesting story about that, but I don't know it.
I think that story is as interesting as the breakfast that we recorded.
Hmm. Yes, it is in that general ballpark. Yes, I think the thing is that to really be a person that likes that kind of thing, well, it's just not something. It's an acquired taste, I think, that in some ways.
You mean like chive cream cheese on a bagel?
Well, now we talked about that, and that's not really, that's not how bagels should be used, in my opinion.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. You know what I haven't had in a long time that I would really, 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 really like?
I don't.
A toasted everything bagel with veggie cream cheese.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. And the
so why are you so anti the chive?
It's a bittersweet thought, knowing that we currently have Thomas's. We by mistake, because we were trying to buy something at the grocery store without being there, which is tricky.
Very.
And what happens is that they ask you if you want whatever you really want to be replaced by whatever they can find. and the answer is, should be no more often, apparently.
Apparently. Yes.
For those of you who are curious about Thomas's bagels, they're a lot like their English muffins, but thicker. More of that English muffin goodness that you really don't want in a bagel. And if you're going to have that kind of bagel, though, you may as well put cream cheese on it, because, you know, the jig is up.
But that wasn't the kind of bagel that was being had. That was a
not
mini
at that
bagel.
Time.
That was a mini bagel.
Man, we've had a succession of the wrong bagels here, I think. Although the mini bagels weren't
mini
bad,
bagels
I have
were
to admit.
Great.
They were okay. But still, people aren't going to hear, oh, Stop and Shop mini bagels, I've got to try those. That's just not...
No.
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 No, anybody that knows anything about bagels would shun us.
But these are trying times.
These are
and
trying times.
As you could tell during that recording...
Yes?
I was a little hangry. And you could hear my mood improve dramatically.
You really
upon
could.
Upon having my first bite. It could have been the nitro coffee that you heard opening there, too. It could have been that part.
Oh, yeah. I remember that not working out so good, if
what?
I remember correctly.
What was wrong with the nitro coffee?
Oh, I thought there had been something wrong with the coffee. No?
Oh, no. The coffee was great that day.
And well, that must be why I said,
it was the
that's good coffee.
It was the canned nitro oat milk latte.
No wonder I didn't get up in the morning.
That stuff's great.
It doesn't sound right, though.
But it's great.
Well.
Well, with that, it's probably time for me to return to another member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars.
Ooh, who is it?
Nobody you know.
Oh, come on.
No, you're in the stable, too. You know them all.
There's someone in the stable, then I haven't even met them. It's not like it's that big of
you
a stable.
You even had them at the cavalcade.
Well, then I probably met them.